Some people are so tied to the system that they don't even know that they're plugged in. They don't even know they are the system. They're so tied to the system, they don't even know they are the system. And like I say, if I upset you, good. I'm glad. Because my job is to break you free from your narcissistic flesh mind. And everybody's born in it. Everybody's born, come out of the womb crying, "No, why me? Why was I born here? Why me?" Every person is per the sun. Are you special? Why me? Why did they do that to me? Why'd they lie to me? Why'd they cheat on me? Why'd they steal from me? Why me? Put no confidence in man. Trust God. Let God be true and every man a liar. That includes women, by the way. Let God be true and every man a liar. Actually, it's harder life for women. It's a harder life for women. Hell, most women hate men. Oh, most women are born hating men by their mama. Their mama taught them to hate men, you know. In a way, you can't blame them because in early life, man, the pride of man is off the roof, you know. But these queen bees, they're just pure evil. If you want to be in a man's world, acting like a man, don't be surprised as you get brainwashed to think you're one and you're not. Hella. Anyway, whether you're a saved man or a saved woman, doesn't matter. You are a magnet. Because you got saved. If you walk in the Spirit, you are a high-level magnet. If you can walk in the Spirit and keep your peace and maintain your body ship, your house ship, your financial ship, your business ship, if you can maintain your ships, you become a magnet. A high-level magnet, a high-energy magnet, a high-vibration magnet for the low vibration, because the low vibration has to persecute you. That is the matrix. When I was praying, why is this stuff happening? I'm just trying to live in peace. Well, they don't want you to live. They hate your peace. They're jealous of your peace. Lord, I'm just trying to live in peace, and all these people calling my phone and knocking on the door and taking away my sleep, trying to bother me. Why are they doing that? Who are these people? How come they, you block one and another one pops up out of nowhere, out of the woodworks? It's like they're copy. They like their copies. You know, you're just walking. You're going to work. You're studying. You're researching. You're decoding this place. And you're learning all kinds of new stuff and how this place works. And they can't get in to steal your peace, but they want to. They want to do everything they can to steal your peace. The low vibe want to pull you down. See, they can't rise up because they don't have the Holy Spirit. So what can they do? They can only pull you down. Down, 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 down with them. Here's a good example. Let's look at the rich young ruler. No, not him, but the son who took off. The son who took off left his dad's vineyard or whatever they were running. The prodigal son. And so let's look at him for a second. So he had it made in the shade. His dad, he was surrounded by people who want to build up, communicate, build up, strengthen, push you higher. Team players. Help each other. But he left and he went and went out into the world, and he found out those people were trying to pull him down to the pig pen, the dark side, the low vibration side. So the prodigal son thought that everybody out there was like his dad and his brothers and his family and all that, and he found out those people wasn't like him. They were drug heads, drunkards, street walkers, pimps, prostitutes, thieves, murderers. So he left and he ended up in the pig pen. Who knows where he went? We ended up, probably went to, who knows where he ended up. Think of any city that's in the world that's just full of ridiculous. So he ended up around the pig pen, you know. And he woke up and he came to himself. He woke up. God woke him up. Took his thumb and his finger and snapped him on the head and said, "Wake up." So he woke up. Oh, I'm surrounded by the world, the flesh, for our life. These people hate me. These people want to kill me. They don't care about you. They'll leave you out in the road, and they don't care if you get run over or whatever. And trust me, I know what I'm talking about, because I was raised around them. They didn't care about nobody but themselves, and it was always look at me and comparing themselves with one another, and they never had any peace. No peace in the inner man. There's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. And so the wicked have no peace. You have peace. What are they going to do? They want peace. And they think if they can lock arms with you, that automatically gives them peace. But it has nothing to do with the outside. It's their inside. The inside is pure evil, pure wicked. And back to what I was saying, if I can upset you or shake up the apple cart or show you that your worldview, your doctrine is off, then good. If I can shake your doctrine and your worldview, then you don't have a steady worldview. You need some help. You need to be shook up. My goal is to destroy your worldview, and if I can't destroy your worldview, then that means it lines up with the Bible, because my worldview is biblical. I spent my whole life studying it. And I spent my whole life watching the spirit of the Antichrist in people. The spirit of error, the spirit of lies, the spirit of confusion, the spirit of no peace. If you don't bring peace, step away. If you don't bring peace, step away. Because I'm going to push you away. If you don't bring peace, step away, because I'm going to push you away, whoever you are. I don't care if it's my mama, my daddy, my kids, my wife, my girlfriend, my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law, my daughter, my son. I don't care who it is. If you don't bring peace, step away. If you don't love peace, something wrong with you. If you don't love peace, something is wrong with you. You have a demon. You have the Antichrist spirit, the spirit of the age, the spirit of the world. If you don't love peace, something's wrong with you. And I know what I'm talking about, because I was married to one and I had in-laws that they had no peace. They didn't want me to have... I'm sitting there chilling. And they hate that. They don't like you to have peace. I left an unchurched, uncircumcised bloodline, and then I married into a church bloodline, Pentecostal liars, Pentecostal cults. And the unchurched people seem to have more peace. At least they looked that way, because they'd go home and after work and drink. But the ones that were churched, they were gossiping and backbiting. He said this and they said this, and it's all about money and it's all about outward show and image, and you got to do this and you touch not, taste not, handle not, legalism, emotionalism, traditional. Oh, follow my traditions. Yeah. It was weird how part of them were emotional Pentecost and some of them were traditional, like methodic methods, traditions, you know, following some kind of method or ritual to be saved instead of faith alone. I'm watching this car take their time, and I'm watching this train try to come. There's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. So I go to work, I go home, do my thing, do my chores, do my hobbies, do my remodel, do my ride share, and I'm in peace 24/7. And when they try to take away my peace on the job, I just look at them like, you're wasting your time. Give me some more time and we'll make it happen. Yeah. They can't stand the fact that you're in peace and they're not. They don't understand it. They can't figure it out. And that's what makes them mad. How come you have peace? How come you have joy? How come you're nice to people? How come you can be kind to people? Even the ones that are mean to you, how can you be kind to them? How can you give back good for the evil done to you? How's that possible? They don't understand it because it's supernatural. They're of the earth, earthly, fleshly, temporal. They are of the earth plane, and that's all they think about. Me. My needs, I want my needs met. I want it my way. They don't even know what it means to take up your cross. So if they don't even know what it means, they ain't never done it. They don't even know what it means. They don't even know what that means. After you practice taking up your cross for a while, you realize that's the only way to find peace in a world full of chaos. Take up your cross and follow me. He said, I'll make your burdens light. You cast your care on him. People want to debate and argue about. People are actually still arguing about doctrine when the doctrine's already been settled a long time ago. We've already discussed this 1,000 times. Once saved, always saved. And they say, no, it ain't. Well, once you get saved, you have eternal life, right? The Bible says you have eternal life, right? Yeah. Well, if it's eternal, it's not temporary, right? Yeah. So how can you lose something that's eternal and go back to temporal? It's an oxymoron. It just shows you how ignorant they are. How stupid they are. Ignorant, stupid, ridiculous, insane. Insanity, to be honest with you. And when you laugh at them, it's like, and they, every dart, every rock, every stone that they throw, and you're just laughing at them, they're like, well, we can't affect him. No. Because you're full of shite. You're full of it. You're full of it. Go away, demon, devil. You're a defeated foe from the get-go. No matter what you try, you're already defeated. From the get-go. How can I be defeated? Because Jesus already went to the cross. He shed his blood. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. If you don't understand that, you better go get saved. I don't know any saved person don't understand how the importance of the blood. The blood of Jesus cleanses from all unrighteousness. This, you were bought with a price, not with money and silver and gold, but by the blood of Jesus. So now how can you be saved and deny the blood? You must be smoking something. And it's not truth. You're smoking lies. You're smoking lies and not truth. I wish I could help you, but I quit trying a long time ago. I can't fix you. I can't change you. I'm not your psychologist, but I can attack your worldview. And if I can destroy you, make you doubt your worldview, then we got something going on. Maybe you'll look for the truth.